Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Mir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Glamier, and I'm with the gorgeous Gisele Bryant, who is the cast member of Housewives of Potomac, which is in its sophomore season on Bravo. And this is a gorgeous socialite. I call her the Lisa Vanderpump of the show, if you will. Welcome, Gisele.
Thank you so much. I actually cannot take that title. I mean, Lisa Vanderpump stands on her own 2 feet.
How about Lisa Vanderpump of Potomac? How about the Gisele Bryant of Potomac?
There we go.
How about that?
Yeah. I'll just take my own little title, word on the street.
I like that. And you know what? I really, you're one of my favorites because I love that you have this like take no prisoners kind of attitude.
Yeah.
I think that it's very confident and you inspire confidence. And so I'm going to play a little game with you soon about betches in the third person because you like to talk in the third person.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So the game is bitches in the third person?
Well, I like to say betches because betches is a more kind and friendlier version.
Okay.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, betches, because it's more of like a user-friendly, but we're gonna talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Sophomore season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's hard. It was, the first season was easy, because you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
But our ratings were fantastic.
Yes,
so
they were.
So we were all so super happy and grateful.
Yeah. And I actually knew about you guys while you guys were casting, because I know people at True Entertainment.
So,
on the street was that you guys were coming in to the whole Housewives franchise.
Yes.
And I was like, yes.
Well, you know what? You probably knew before we did. We didn't know before. We only knew like 5 minutes before the world knew.
Yeah.
So that we were going to be housewives.
Oh, wow.
We thought we were going to be ladies of.
Ladies of, yeah.
Yeah. So for us to be housewives was like super special. Mm-hmm. And our ratings, that was fantastic. And then, so coming into our sophomore season, the expectation was so
high.
Freaking high.
Well, I mean, weren't you guys like one of the largest debuted shows?
Yes, ever.
Ever. Yeah. I mean, the largest debuted brand new show on Bravo TV ever.
Yes, ever.
Like, what?
Yes.
How do you follow up with that?
I don't know.
And like your first season, you really don't know what you're getting into.
Right.
It's like, and did you know, like, if everybody else doesn't know, because I know, how were you guys as friends before the show?
I think that was the beauty of us, because myself, Karen, who we do call the Lisa Vanderpump of the show, the Grand Dame.
The Grand Dame.
And Charisse and Robin, the four of us were friends and have been friends for years.
Yeah.
So it was an easy chemistry amongst the four of us. And then we added two others. So, you know, when we got mad, we were really mad.
Yeah.
We were happy. We were super happy. So that chemistry, I think the viewers could really identify with.
And you can't fake that chemistry.
No.
You know, a lot of shows, they don't know each other ahead of time.
Right.
And so when they try to pretend like they know each other, when they're getting mad, you're like, why are you getting mad?
I don't even know you, girl. I don't even know you.
Like, why are you popping off like that? I don't get it. Like, what's happening? But
right.
You guys were actually friends.
Yes.
Several of you, yeah.
Yes.
And that friendship changes when you're filming, because guess what? They're saying things that you're not hearing them saying until it's on TV.
Right.
And so how do you deal with that in a friendship?
Right. So that's why the reunions get so explosive.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, because then you see what you thought was your friend is saying about you behind your back, you know, in the interviews, and you're like, whoa, you could have told me that to my face because I thought we were friends, girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And that's the thing, because how is it so, it's so hard. The truth is provocative.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to tell you, hey, I didn't like this about how you did that, but I can tell a camera to 100 million people watching. How is that easier? Like, that's easier than telling the person.
You know what? To be honest with you, it's a fine line.
Yeah.
We are friends. We know each other's husbands. We know each other's kids.
Yeah.
So you don't, it's difficult because of course the producers want you to put everybody on blast.
Of course they
do. But you don't want to really blast somebody's life out the water.
Mm-hmm. There is a boundary.
Yeah.
Like that I feel decent people shouldn't cross, even on TV. And it has been crossed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I might be to blame for that.
Right. Maybe a little bit.
Sorry, Charisse.
What do you think about that? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
So this is now first season.
Yes.
Was an epic, huge success.
Yeah.
And before I get into the second season, you know, you came in with a lot of resilience and coming back. You're a mom to three kids, single mother, and you you openly talked about having to be a single mother and coming off of a marriage that didn't work so well.
Yeah.
How? What kind of advice do you give women who are kind of battling that, who are dealing with that? Because you came back and you're like, I'm going to make my life mine again.
Yeah.
That's why you did this.
I really encourage happiness.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge proponent of marriage. I believe in marriage. I think marriage is a beautiful thing. But when it's not working, it's not working. And there's no reason for you to just live your life in misery.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get divorced, be divorced.
And
you know,
let the rest of it go.
Right. And look at your life and be determined to be happy, whatever that means, because your kids need that.
Yeah.
Your kids don't want sad mommy walking around or bitter mommy walking around. They want you to really be happy and enjoy yourself and enjoy them. I mean, they're going to know. Kids are very astute, and they know when you're faking it, and they know when you're crying at night.
Yeah.
So I just decided that I have one life to live, and, you know, I'm going to live it, and I'm going to live it well, and I'm going to be happy doing it.
And I think that's a great message.
Yeah.
Because you had to leave your marriage because of infidelity, and you just decided, guess what?
Yeah.
I have one life to live, and I'm going to live it correctly.
And if I'm I was faithful in the marriage, and if I'm going to do that and be committed to that, then I want to find a guy that's going to do it back to me.
be committed to me. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I think that's an important point, because I think that one of the things that I had, that I had a great deal of respect for you, is that you were in this marriage with these kids.
Yeah.
And when you found this out, you're like, nope, this is not for me. And
right.
You left.
Yes.
And I admire that.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank
I think
you.
That's really great.
Thank you.
Everybody has their own opinions.
Yes.
I have my opinion, and I feel like if you aren't going to commit, let's quit. You
right.
know? So, So my point is, I appreciate that resilience, and I wanted you to give
Thank
a
you.
Word to the women out there that might be listening, or men that are kind of dealing with the same thing.
Yeah. Thank you. And I also feel that you shouldn't like lay in it and linger in it
and wonder,
you know, right, and wonder if he is not making you happy. And it's not necessarily just like adultery, cheating, whatever.
It's
the whole package. If you're not happy within it, I mean, sure, you need to try to work, because that's what marriage is about. It's about work. But if you know that this is a lose situation, then you're not getting a gold star by staying in misery for the rest
right.
of your life.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, because my sister's been married 10 years.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it's been 10 years. It's crazy. But it's changed. You know, in the beginning, it was like honeymoon, no kids, awesome, loving, awesome
right.
sex, you know, all of this stuff. And then the kids came into play, and I see them both having to work a little bit harder
right.
to make sure that they are still a married couple.
Yes.
And it takes work. And I tell people, it's like, if you win a trophy, you don't let it sit on the shelf. You have to fight for
you
that.
You got to work for that. Yeah. And you got to fight for that that trophy.
Yeah.
And I decided, actually, it's a good thing that you said that, that when I, you know, after I left, I decided that I'm going to fight for my happiness.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let anybody come into my space that's going to damage my happiness.
Yeah.
So when I started dating and I started meeting these guys that I felt like weren't on board with my happiness, they had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't going to relive
what you
any
went through.
Yeah, any bad times.
I think it's about protecting your peace. That's how I feel. Like, I try and, like, you know, I understand that completely. It's all about deciding who you're going to have around you.
Right.
And then throughout the years, if you're smart and if you're lucky and if you have thinking about it, you actually pay attention to who you bring in
right.
and who's good for you. Some people are great people. They're just not good to have around you.
Yes.
Some people are just not great people, you
yes.
know. So that was something that you also had to deal with your first season coming in, everybody talking about this. And I think you handled it great. Because when you put yourself out on reality, TV.
Right.
It's not somebody else. You're not playing a character.
No, it's me. But you know what? I didn't really want to talk about it, to be honest with you, because I've been divorced for 10 years.
I know. You keep saying it like it was water under the bridge. You processed it. And that's great, because guess what? You get to come in looking calm, like, I got this.
Right.
As opposed to being like, I want to, you know, I want to talk about this. So that was great. So you got to process it.
Yeah.
How are your kids handling this show?
This show. Yeah. They actually love the show.
That's great.
Yes. They love.
And it's a little piece of history. They get to look back and see what they look like and what they were like at that time.
They were my only reason I wouldn't do the show.
Right.
You know, I kind of like sat down and talked to them and talked to them about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, you know, people are going to love your mom and people are going to hate your mom.
Yeah.
So you have to be okay with people, you know, saying bad things about your mom. And they were like, mommy, whatever. You rock. So they have been my biggest fans, my biggest champions and cheerleaders. So, you know, if they had any issue with it, I wouldn't do it.
How do you teach your girls confidence, your kids' confidence? Yeah. How do you teach them that? Because you got bucket loads of it, all right?
I probably
Giselle
have too much.
Has bucket loads of confidence. She's a confident woman.
Right. I probably have just a little bit too much. But I let them know that they have to be comfortable in their own skin. Mm-hmm. They just have to be comfortable with who they are. And they do see, like, I just launched Every Hue Beauty.
Yes, that's right.
Right, my business that I've been working on for about a year and a half. I keep them abreast of everything that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I did dream a dream, mm-hmm. I worked hard at it. I am now living it with Every Hue Beauty. They see that, and I think that that helps with their confidence. They know they can dream something, they can work hard, and it can be fulfilled.
So you're an example of how to be confident, even when you don't feel so confident.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Even when I'm tired and broke down.
That's especially when you need to be confident, right?
Right.
Especially when you don't feel like it. Like, okay, I'm still going to put this face on and convince myself that it's okay. Because it's about fighting for your happiness.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young as a kid, you're just happy.
Right.
And then stuff happens and all of a sudden you're like, you need to choose to be happy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. Got to talk about stuff. We got deep for a second. Yeah. I want to talk about Every Hue Beauty.
Yes.
Actually, how did you come up with that name? I actually really love that name.
Every Hue. So we actually did a little market research.
Every Hue.
Every Hue.
Gotcha.
We did a little market research. Okay. We had a little street team committee going around asking our girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of names. And we came up with Every Hue because people felt like they were included.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Every Hue for every woman.
Yeah.
So, that's how we came up
and
with
it. And I love that name because I have a really good tan right now, so I'm changing my hue. But, you know, when I was, like, in middle school, it was, like, pink foundations.
Yes.
And, you know, there was nothing for anyone, like, who had color in their skin. And now it's, like, how can you not have that?
Right.
So it's pretty cool. So it's for every hue.
It's for every hue, but we do kind of concentrate on our brown sisters.
Yes.
Because I have felt like we have been left out of the beauty space,
mm-hmm.
and really want to concentrate on that.
And sometimes companies come out with like tinted BB creams in three colors.
Yes.
And you're like, light, medium, dark, come on.
No, we have 12 different hues.
Yeah.
And I mean, and we don't forget the lightest of light.
Yeah.
Our Caucasian sisters, we love them too.
Yeah, we sure do.
So we don't forget them, but we did have to say, you know what, enough is enough.
Yeah.
So we have about 8 warm colors that are phenomenal. We had our launch party yesterday here on the Upper East Side, Blushington.
Just great. I love Blushington.
I love them. We took over their shop, mm-hmm. and we had a line out the door.
Mm,
so
nice.
Like we couldn't.
Congrats. That's great.
Thank you.
And that's a platform Bravo gives you. It does.
Yes.
It really does. You know, that's one thing you can't take away from that.
Yes,
that
it does.
Magical and little network.
Yeah, and they've been very open about showing it on the show.
Yeah, which is great.
Yes.
How did the women receive your makeup line? I want to talk about this because I already know the answer.
Well, in the beginning.
I remember the beginning.
Yes, they were like, what is this, Giselle? Whatever, Giselle. You don't have no makeup line.
I know.
Please, whatever. But they had to eat crow yesterday because, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And
you have like a color testing.
Yes, I did.
Amongst them, season one.
I did.
And they were all like, what is this? What is this ashy stuff?
Right.
That's like damning for your business because you're like,
it is.
Are you kidding me? These are testers, woman.
Yes, it is. But, you know, they, of course, they're going to throw some shade because if they had something that was janky, I'd throw shade too. However,
like She by Sheree, huh?
Y'all going to leave Sheree alone.
No, I love Sheree.
But no, they have been extremely. Robin was there at the launch yesterday, and so was Ashley.
That's great.
They've been extremely supportive.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what really matters about the show. Mm-hmm. When we do have things that are near and dear to us, we show up for each other.
This is great.
Yeah.
Because you do have that friendship, no matter what. No
matter.
So you're up in this. So this congratulations. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
I can't personally wait to see it. So are you concentrating on more like foundations or everything?
So we started with the tinted moisturizer, and of course we have a very cool brush and blender that goes with it. Mm-hmm. Then in a couple couple months, we'll have our highlighters, our setting lotion, our setting powder, and our bronzers.
Nice.
But if you want to, you know, pick up a tinted, which you do.
I do.
Every Hue Beauty.
You do.
Right. Everyhuebeauty.com is where you can get it.
Gotcha. Yeah. I love that.
And we'll be doing pop-up shops throughout the summer. So next week, there's one in L.A. Mm-hmm. We're doing one in Atlanta. Nene has been so kind to offer her boutique for us.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we're going to take over Swag Boutique in Atlanta. And then we're coming back to Potomac in September.
Fab.
Yeah.
And where are you doing it in L.A.? Blushington?
Blushington, yeah.
Gotcha, because I know the peeps there.
Yes, West Hollywood.
That's great.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Inspiring conversations on lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. This is Glamier with Dr. Tabitha Amir.
Okay, second season.
Yes.
We got to talk.
Yes.
All right. So you came off an explosive first season, right on into second season.
Yes,
you guys did not miss a beat.
No.
What was your craziest? Like, you got this little feud. Uh-huh. I guess you could call it a feud. What do you want to call it?
With who?
Is it really?
There's so many people.
I know.
so many feuds.
So let's just start from the beginning.
Okay.
All right.
Starting the season, Sharice and I had a huge feud.
Yes, you did.
Over the fireman.
Yeah.
Which she still denies. So I'm a rock with her on that.
Yeah.
She gonna deny it. I'm a support that.
I think
that.
Sometimes if people just want to not tell the whole truth, and you know, and you just go, okay, yeah.
Yeah, girl, okay. But Sharice and I actually have worked hard on trying to restore our friendship, and we have.
And do you think that's just about communication, forgiving?
Yeah, it is.
Forgiving.
It is.
Sometimes you're just not going to agree, and you just have to let it go.
Right. Okay. And you know what? She made me mad, and then I lashed back out. Mm-hmm. So maybe I need to work on that.
Yeah, I've been, you know, I understand that completely. Sometimes when you're mad and you just wait a second, maybe I should think about how I reacted. Maybe my reaction made it worse. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. It did. But like I said, we have moved past it.
Right,
yes.
Which is great.
Yeah.
One of the things I spoke about in the beginning about the third person, I saw something that I thought was so hilarious. And I wasn't saying bitches. Betches is different.
Betches
is more like fun. Like you can actually, there's this whole thing on social media called Betches, and it's about being fun and sassy.
Okay.
But speaking your mind.
Yep.
But not being like, you know. And so I saw this thing about you where, Ashley was saying that she didn't like you talking in third person.
Yes.
And you were like, well, Giselle didn't know that Giselle talked in third person. And guess what? I'm going to keep talking in third person because I am one, what did you say? You are one confident woman.
Yes.
So.
I'm one bad.
One bad.
Biatch.
That's what she said.
Yes.
One bad bet. That's what
yes.
I'm going to say. Yeah. And I love that. So.
Yeah.
I might refer to myself in third person.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. And I did. What's even funnier is
Giselle
didn't know.
Wait.
Giselle did not know that she spoke in third person until first season one. Ashley was like, stop doing that.
Uh-huh.
Like, it really upsets her.
Yeah.
And I said, what am I doing? She's like, you're referring to yourself as your name. And I'm like, yeah, Giselle is here. She's in the building. So I continue to do it. It just pisses Ashley off.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. You never knew you were doing it.
No.
It's so great. Okay, so I just had to throw that in there because it was like when I was looking back at stuff that was my favorite. So I'm like, that was one of the things that I was like, okay, I have to ask her about this.
Yes.
Because I feel like it's why can't you refer to yourself in the third person if you don't want to?
You can, especially when you're extremely confident.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have to have a certain level of badassness. Can I say that?
Badassity, yeah.
Badassity.
Yeah.
To refer to yourself in a third person.
You do.
And I do. I have all of that badassity.
It just vibes off of you. I just feel it. So,
yes.
And that helps with the TV show.
It does. And I will continue being me. Giselle will continue being Giselle.
Giselle, keep being Giselle.
Yeah.
I know that you just finished taping the reunion.
Yes.
And it's been a pretty crazy season. The finale is underway.
Yeah.
Any kind of things you can tell us, because people have been watching you and they want to know, what was your biggest goal in trying to clarify or confront at the reunion?
You know, reunions are hard because a lot of times, I'll take Monique, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Monique and I have really tried hard to come to a good place.
Yeah.
But then you have to sit there at the reunion and relive when you were in the bad place.
Yes.
So
even if you're over it.
Even if you're over it. So it's hard. And then all those emotions come back up again.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that that was going to happen, mm-hmm. and I was kind of like not looking forward to it at all because mm-hmm. I was just like, you know, we've worked so hard to get past our issues, yeah. and here we are again.
And guess what? Twitter and Andy, yes. Andy and Twitter. Well, Andy only repeats what the most salacious comments on Twitter
right,
are.
Right.
And you know those. Did anyone ever tell you Twitter's like another cast member?
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
Yeah. You
yes.
know that.
Oh, I know that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when somebody tweets a most ridiculous question, like that's biting.
Right.
How do you handle that? Because you still got to keep your.
That happened on the reunion, yeah. and it was actually.
Can you tell me what the question was at least?
I'm going to give you because I can't really remember yeah. Remember all of it, but it was actually. It wasn't. Sometimes Twitter is the other
yeah.
housewife,
it
and
sure
also
is.
Our blogs. You know, yes. we write a blog yes, about yes, yes, the show, yes. and Monique wrote a blog
uh-huh.
that was extremely mean.
Yes.
So, and it wasn't necessarily just about me. It was about me and Robin.
Wow.
So to hear that was just like, I kind of almost lost my cool on that. Or maybe I did lose my cool. I don't know.
Probably
we'll
did.
See.
You kind of had to like look to the side a little bit. Like, maybe yeah. I did.
So. Well, Robin definitely lost her cool on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there things in the blog? Is the blog published now?
The blog, it was a previous blog, so maybe, gotcha. It was maybe a couple weeks ago.
Gotcha. So yeah. it's out there.
Yes.
Well, what about the blog was the most part, the part that you think kind of set you guys off?
She really referred to, and I can say this because it was already out there.
Yeah.
She referred to Robin being beneath me.
Oh, Lord.
And if Robin's beneath me, then she feels like Robin's beneath everybody. Mm. So I didn't know that we were ranking people and people were higher or lower
or beneath. It's a
caste
system. You didn't know that?
I did not know that. We went back to that time in life.
Wow.
So that all that had to be addressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you address it?
Of course.
Did we get to see that?
Yes.
I love it. What was your favorite part about this season? I mean, it's a sophomore season. It's harder on you guys.
It is. The bar is set a little higher.
Sure is.
I think... You said the best part?
Well, what's the most memorable? Best is like not necessarily a good thing, but what's the part yeah. about this season that you were like, wow, that was challenging or fun,
yeah.
most memorable for you?
Okay, I'll give you two. So most memorable was our Bermuda trip.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
great, right?
That was, we had a lot of fun. We did a lot. Monique and I kind of buried the hatchet, which was good. And we really just had good fun.
Mm-hmm.
One of my regrets was doing a little Ashley Darby restaurant ambush with Robin and
yeah.
the whole Robin pointing in her face.
Right.
Like that was kind of my idea to
yeah.
go and kind of like just confront her.
Stir
and
the
I
pot.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you hadn't done that, it mm-hmm. wouldn't have been fun to watch.
So yeah, I am happy I did that, Ashley.
I'm speaking as a consumer, okay? Not as
We should have definitely addressed her, but it was where we did it. We did it at her business, her restaurant. Mm-hmm. She's really trying to get that restaurant off the ground, and we went in there and started screaming at the
yeah.
top of our lungs.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Come
no.
on now.
No. When you look back at it, are you just like, because I can remember for me, there'd be like times where you're filming something and then you don't know what's going to air. And then
yes.
when you know it's about to air, you're just like, oh God. Oh God.
That it happens to me every week. So
yeah.
we get our episodes maybe like Wednesday or Thursday, and then it airs on Sunday.
Yeah.
So like that
so
Wednesday or Thursday,
process.
Like my stomach starts
yeah.
getting queasy, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
And then you wait for that email link for your show.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, what did I say? And a lot of times I've been kind of, I don't want to say saved, but I've been happy
yeah,
because they
because
didn't
they
show
didn't. Yeah.
something, and then sometimes they showed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's just, you got to process it. It's really funny because our episodes used to air on Tuesdays, and we would get it the same day because we were filming one week and it was on air the next week. So it was like a fast speed train. It was
yeah.
a roller coaster.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, I'm going to see patients because I'm a dermatologist. I was going to see patients on Tuesdays because I'm not filming on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Well, then one day I'm seeing a patient. I'm about to inject with Botox, and I get like the VIP notification that the email from Bravo
yes.
came in. And I was like, I couldn't inject after that. I was like, okay, I don't think I can work on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
I don't think I can work on Tuesdays.
I totally get it.
You're waiting the whole day.
Yeah.
And then it comes, and then whatever you're doing, you need to stop. doing
it's immediately and like
yeah.
look at it because you're curious, you're like, how did this episode come out?
Yeah.
And then you have to write blogs about it, so it's just
yeah
sometimes
do you write
tough.
Your own blogs?
Yeah,
does
we have
everybody
to.
Write their own blogs?
Yes,
because I've heard some people have people helping them write their blogs.
Well, that, you know what? Now that you say that, probably, because some people probably can't put you know, two sentences together.
Like, if you, this is how I figure it out. If somebody's texting me and they're misspelling, I get texting is like more cash, but, and all of a sudden they write this eloquently beautiful blog. Oh. I wonder, you got someone
you know what?
You.
None of my castmates write eloquent anything, so they're writing their own. Okay.
You're like, no. I know you can't tell me a lot, but can you kind of tease as to what's going to be coming a little bit?
Like, with the rest of the season?
Yeah.
Yes. So we, okay, where do we leave off? We're still in Bermuda. Mm-hmm. We leave Bermuda and we come back to Housegate 101, which is where does Karen live? Mm-hmm. And where did she move to? And why did she move where she moved?
Gotcha.
So we're dealing
it's
with that.
It's a little shady thing, like what's
going
on here.
It's a little, we don't understand it to this day.
Gotcha.
To this day, I don't understand it.
Where she moved to?
I know where she moved. I've been to her house.
Oh, okay.
Why is the question?
Why? Got it. Understood.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like part of the scenario.
Part of the whole thing. And you know, she, because her whole thing was she wants to, I can say this, she wanted to downsize. She wanted to downsize. She was in a 10,000 square foot house. She moved into a 14,000 square foot house. That's not downsizing. I can do math. I can count.
I do math pretty well. That's not less.
That's not downsizing.
No, it's not.
That's, yeah. So why that happened is still a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the things that we get to investigate down the season.
Yes.
Got it. I'm excited about this has been a great second season.
Thanks.
It really has.
Thank
and you guys have like, I know coming in and just having that successful the first one, sometimes the sophomore slump, but you guys really hit it.
Yeah.
And so we've got the season finale left, and then we've got the reunion, which is coming up.
Yep.
And then wait and see what happens, right?
And then right after the reunion airs, we go back into filming season 3.
Oh, so you already are greenlit for season 3. All right.
Yeah, season 3 is happening.
Awesome. So you already know
but
that.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but yeah, season 3 is happening.
Well, guess what? Season 3 is happening. We said it.
Yeah.
What's next for you personally? And I know that I would like for you to talk a little bit about that because it's not just about the show with you.
Yes.
There's so many other things happening with you.
Well, we talked a little bit already about Every Hue Beauty, which I'm very excited about. And
which I'm going to check out as soon as I get done talking to you.
Thank you. And I am working on a little bit of a novel.
You are?
Yes.
Fiction. Nice.
Loosely based on my life.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I don't know if people know this or not, but I was married to a pastor of a church. Mm-hmm. And
7 years, right?
8 years.
Eight years.
So
yeah.
I, you know, lived that role, that quote, first lady role. Mm-hmm. And that's a very small group of women.
Yeah.
And so I give people a little bit of insight into that.
Right.
And as well as, you know, I might, you know, expose some things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You might hear it first.
I might drop some tea.
What was that like being the first lady of a really successful pastor and the congregation and living the life, driving the Bentley, living in the house?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I mean, I know no one's going to believe this, but I'm really not that girl. Like, I really it didn't matter what we were doing. You know, we were married. I was in it. That was my guy at the time. So it didn't matter if I was driving a Bentley or if we were kind of like just chilling.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter. But it was nice. My Bentley was nice. It was green.
Yeah. It was green.
However, but you know what? Money comes, money goes.
Yeah.
You have a certain lifestyle that you have at that moment. Lifestyles change. Mm-hmm. But being a first lady of a mega church is very isolating.
It is.
And it's a lonely thing. So you really have to surround yourself with some people that are your friends.
I'm glad you said that because I think that's extremely real, what you just said, that it was really isolating because nobody could understand what you were going through.
Yeah.
And people maybe wanted you for other reasons.
Right.
Right.
And everybody typically in the church wants to be your best friend because, you know, they feel like they can be close to you. They can be close to the pastor. And so you know that going in, and you know that's not genuine, and so it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It is hard.
Yeah,
and it's so ironic because we're talking about church.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and those feelings can still be there because people want to be so close to like the I don't want to say Messiah, but the pastor.
Yeah.
You know. So
yeah,
it's crazy. I would love to read that book. Can you please write that?
It's in the works. It is in
the works. You have a title for it yet?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. I'm working on that.
That's great.
Yeah, I have some that I'm kind of playing around with, but yeah, no.
I love that.
Yeah.
I know that you've got to run back to Potomac.
Yes.
To go do your season 3.
Yeah. Well, can I say one other thing?
Of course, you can say anything you want.
I have a new boo in my life. Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Uh-huh.
Where is he?
He is kind of in this room.
Okay. Is he the guy over over there in the red?
Yes, he is.
You want to come over and say hi or not?
He probably doesn't.
He's waving. Okay, so tell me about this.
So we've been dating actually for about a year now.
Yeah?
Yes, we met at the gym.
That's a great place to meet people.
You know what? People say that, and then people are like, oh, it's just like a meat market, meaning like nothing real can happen from the gym.
Yeah, I don't like to be bothered at the gym, but yes, that's what they
say. And see, what I didn't like is he saw me all sweaty, no makeup, looking crazy. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, saw me when I, like, when I wake up in the morning look.
Yeah.
And so he cheated. He didn't get to see me like all glammed up.
But I think guys like that. And really? I don't know why they like that. Do guys like that? Yeah, he's saying yes. He's saying yes. I was told by somebody, and it's exactly what you're saying. Uh-huh. They're like, wake up in the morning and just put a ponytail on and go to Starbucks.
Does that work? He says yes, that works.
Yes.
You know what's so funny? Our first like date was at Starbucks.
It was?
Yes.
How cute is that?
So we just had like a little, I don't drink coffee, but you know, we had a little tea just to see if we could communicate.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he had to take me out on a real date.
Yeah, of course.
After that.
Like the pre-date. It's like the pre-interview for the full date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's funny that you say that because I'm telling you, like, I've had people say, you know, you're too glam, okay?
Right. True.
I mean, well, what is that? So, because I'm actually, you know, whatever you see here, I'm a very down-to-earth person.
Right.
But they're like, well, they don't see that, okay? Don't wear any rings. Don't wear any makeup. Put your hair in a ponytail.
Okay.
I'm like, well, do I brush my teeth?
Right.
Should I brush my teeth,
now,
too?
I think you have to smell good,
no.
Right?
No. Right. So I should brush my teeth. Okay, so don't wear makeup, hair in a ponytail, and brush my teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't even date me.
And you will get a man.
I wouldn't even date me.
Well, it worked. It helped because, you know, we met taking a running class.
Oh.
And he always would get the treadmills in the back.
Oh.
So he could see the assets in the front.
The assets.
That always
in the
helps.
Front. Yeah, he's
yeah.
smart. And then he liked your asset and he came over.
I think
over.
So.
How did he ask you out? How did he approach you?
Well, I actually, he'd be more than happy to know that I'm saying this, I actually spoke to him first.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got to the class. We were like, we both got there early. We were the only two people there. And I spoke to him. And then that's it. He took it.
Because you were
there.
Interested?
I just
so you kind of went
said,
for what you liked?
I kind of said hi.
Yeah.
And
did you
I'm
say it
gym.
Like that? Like, hi?
No, maybe. I'm at the gym like almost every day, and I would only see him on Wednesdays.
Oh.
So I was like, wow, why don't I see this guy any other day?
Right.
So that was my question to him.
And what did he say?
He was like, I'm here all the time looking for you, baby.
Okay,
I'm lying. He didn't say that. But then, you know,
he's
he
like, I have a
asked
job.
Me out.
And that worked. No. But he asked you out.
Yes.
And Starbucks is the first
since.
Date.
Yeah.
So how is it different now? Like
my life?
Yeah. Like how is dating different for you now?
Well, I'm not dating anymore because I have my boo.
Well,
but
dating him.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's
specifically, like, how is dating him different for you now?
He's actually the first guy that I've dated probably ever that I feel completely comfortable with him.
Yeah.
Like I feel my total self, and you know, I can let my guards down and just be me.
Yeah.
And
nice.
You know, that's a trust thing.
Yeah, it is trust.
Yeah.
You choose to trust somebody.
Yes.
And that's a really great thing.
Yeah.
And so what does he think about the show and everything you're going through?
He thinks it's crazy.
Yeah.
But
is he gonna be part of it?
You might see him.
Maybe.
Yes. I can't give all the secrets out.
No, I would say, you know, take your time with that,
yes.
right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was not on season two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly. But, I mean, just take your time. If you want to hear my advice, take your time.
Yes.
You know, because this is more important than
right.
the rest
right.
of that.
Right.
This relationship and getting to know each other,
yeah.
that is more important
yeah.
than the fluff and the crazy world.
Yeah.
You know, I think keep it safe as long as you can.
Yeah, and I'm not letting him go anywhere. I'm chained to him.
Yeah,
yes.
He's chained to you. I see that over there. Look at that. He's got that smile. Look at him. Well,
yeah.
I love it.
You Thank
look
you.
Super happy, and
Thank
he's
you.
Super cute. I noticed him as soon as he walked in a nice, respectable way.
Yes.
I was like, you're stunning, and then who is this man next to you? Like,
it's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my babe.
So it was sort of like, huh, is that? But I don't know, but I haven't heard anything. So
right.
it's nice to meet you.
He still hasn't said a word. That's
no,
hilarious.
That's okay. We don't need him to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm really happy
Thank
that
you.
Things are going so well.
Thank you very
and
much.
And I'm thrilled to meet you. You're one of my favorites.
Really?
I love watching on TV. Oh, you're great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so fun. You're so funny. And and I just think that you've come a long way, and you're a really great role model for the kind of bumps in the roads that we all can face.
Absolutely. And that's actually my, you know, like my issue with, not issue, but my... advice for Charisse. Like, mm-hmm. you know, she's going through a hard time. She's in the middle of a divorce, kind of. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's time for you. It's time for you to live your life and make yourself happy.
Yeah. You know, I've never been married, but I think that you should always maintain yourself.
Yes.
And let him maintain himself, but then include yourselves in your lives together to help you make a better self.
Yep.
You know, that's how I feel.
And you are correct.
I hope I'm correct.
Yes. So are we going to play our game?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So Tabitha wants to know what Giselle's doing after this.
What do you mean? This is the game? This is the game?
This is the game. Okay. I was going to play Betches. In the third person, uh-huh. I feel like we play that out.
Okay, fine. Okay, so the game is, what am I doing next?
No, there's no game now. I think I lost the whole game thing after you told me about him. So I was like, hey, wait, no game, forget it.
All right, fine.
But I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what's next. And I'm excited to see that reunion.
The reunion is exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot that is revealed in the reunion.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
I think with everybody.
I love it.
A lot with Robin and Juan. Mm-hmm. A lot with Ashley and her husband. Mm-hmm. Karen, of course, she's just chock full of surprises. Any 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, every 5 seconds she's got something.
Something.
So it's very interesting.
And so you finish that and probably start taping for season 3 pretty soon.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's a crazy one. People don't get how much you guys tape.
Well, not only that, but people think, you know, it's a lot of glitz and glamour. And it is, it's work.
It's a lot. You're always kind of on call for filming.
Yes. I have a funny story. So my hairstylist, Cal, who's been on the show with me, one day he did like a press day with me. And he was like, he only lasted like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was a 6-hour day. He lasted 2 hours. So he was like, oh my God, Giselle, I have to leave. I have a newfound respect for Kim Kardashian.
Right.
I was like, Kim Kardashian? How about you have a newfound respect for me, Giselle. So, yeah. I mean,
because you always have to be on. You know, like, even before you get here, you got to do the hair, the makeup, the clothes, the attitude, the armor has to come on. Like, yeah. I remember one time I was going to my office because I still practice and I do this. So, I do TV stuff. So, I got to be on.
Yeah.
And I get to work and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning and my office manager goes, and I had full on, full face and hair. And she looks at me, she's like, what time did you get up this morning? And I was like, why are you asking that?
Right.
Because I put myself together. I said, don't ask that question. I'm always on.
Yes. And let her know you woke up like this.
I sure did wake up like this. And it's funny because I'm like, why are you trying to be shady? Like, asking what time I woke up. Like, just because I've got myself together and you probably woke up the same time as me and you could have done the same thing. So
she's a hater.
It's about pride and taking pride in yourself.
Yes.
You know, that's all what it's about.
Yep. Absolutely.
Can you let everybody know your social media handles and the website link again?
Yes. All my handles are Giselle Bryant. Mm-hmm. So on IG, Facebook, what else is there? Twitter. Yes, Giselle Bryant. Every Hue Beauty is the website for my makeup. So it's everyhuebeauty.com.
Love
and,
that.
I think that's it.
What's your favorite product? I know that all of them are amazing.
Yeah.
But like, what's the one that you're like, oh God, this is like holy grail for me?
It's the tinted, because we decided we're going to start with our skin. Mm-hmm. That has got to be flawless before you can do the lips.
Absolutely.
And the blush and the eyeshadow and all that.
Yeah.
But we are going to start working after we do the highlighters on our lips, because we do have to have a lip that's called Word on the Street.
Oh, I love that. Word on the Street.
Word on the Street is my lips are popping.
Yeah, I know. I love that. Yeah. You like liquid, matte, or glossy?
I actually like... I like them all. If I had my favorite, glossy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that matte because it doesn't come off, but God, that's drying.
You know, it's dry. Ooh, it's drying. And so what I do is I'll do the matte and then I'll put a gloss on top.
Over, I'll put the matte on and be like, okay, this is good. And about like midday, I'm like, ooh, I feel it.
It's drying.
Really drying. So
yeah.
Glass. So that's
and
great.
It's so hard to get off.
Yeah, it is.
Which is good, but then bad.
Yeah. I don't really want my lipstick on for 24 hours.
I don't.
I like to change it up. It was so great to have you here. Please come back anytime. I'm looking forward to, first of all, the reunion.
Yes.
The finale.
Uh-huh.
And your makeup line.
Thank you.
And meeting him. I'm going to say hello to him again once we're done.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really am happy that I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I wish you even more amazing down the line. There's going to be more good coming.
And I'll come back for season 3.
I'd love that.
All right.
Thank you.